Zok de Mechava. Yeah, we're going to get the laptop. Zok de Mechava, Lamed Aleph. Simon Lamed Aleph, page 80. Din Tvilin B'Shabbos V'Yantif. Boy Beisi from Aleph. B'Shabbos V'Yantif Osu Lo Niach Tvilin. On Shabbos and Yantif, it's also to put on Tvilin, they shame Atzvam Ois. It itself is a Ois. V'Menichem Behem Ois Acha Yizilzala Ois Shalahem. So if you're going to have ois, it's going to be a steer to the other ois. So therefore, don't wear the both oisies, Sai Tvilin and Sai Yantif. So therefore, make on Shabbos. So therefore, don't go ahead, make sure you don't put it on. Zok to Mishabu. The Yantif. The Yantif Sheni Naam V'chlal, the Dom and Echutzlaz. Don't think Yantif Sheni, it's not included, it is included. Asala Niyach. V'afilu B'tiltil. Yeshayim Gamkein the Asa. Even to touch Tvilin on Shabbos and Yantif is Asa. We spoke about this yesterday, that we give it a din as klisha malachta l'issa. So if you need the place, l'mashal. Rabbi Mazal's case that in the shul that he was at last time, there was a tefillin always on the place during the weekday. So over there, you just move it because you need a place. You want to sit there and daven, you're allowed to go ahead and move it. Kishak klisha malachta l'issa. Yeshayim imsama meisim zechadesh l'yiploish l'yignav v'mnam imotel tatla makal imalkim. In order for it, that it shouldn't get lost, you're allowed to be metallic. So the question is like this: if you're going away for Shabbos, sometimes you take your talis and the tefillin with you. You're going away for the weekend, yeah, you're going away to it. So you're taking your talis and tefillin. No. So now, should you take your talis out? You're not taking your Shabbos in the weekday, you're only taking one talis. So you have it in the bag before Shabbos. Should you take it out by Shabbos or not? It's really a muksa Shabbos. Because we're giving it a din like klisha malachta l'issa. The tefillin. Talis is not us. It's a tefillin. So should I take it out before Shabbos or not? Moshe, you hear the shayla? What would you say? What do you do? You're 30 years old already. It happened a few times. Oh, that's pretty good. Okay. So are you obligated to take care of all your belongings, even a buses, make it ice bud instead of take it out earlier? So it's hard to say that it's better that you mechuyev to do it, but it's zicha has a maila that if you know not that you don't have to touch kuzmach, that's okay, this is a shayla mukta. Is it a matter or it's b'chal not asa? I mean, if I can. Is it a matter or it doesn't get a shame issa when you want to move it, let's say, guf, let's say, mukaim? So even if you're moving it, many times you can end up moving it. Let's say the zip is open the other way, so you can end up turning it around. Right? So that's going to be called Letzayach Gufam, but it's not really the guf of the tefillin, it's really the guf, the bag for the talis. So it's definitely better, if you remember, it's definitely better to take out your talis before...
Shabbos.
Forget it's not a problem, 100%. But it's better to go ahead and do that. So if you go away something Shabbos, and you're going away and you're taking your Shabbos talis and tefillin, you should, if you remember, again, do that.
What happens if Yizuch is going to touch the tefillin?
Touching is not a problem. Even if Yizuch is going to touch it, because it's a tzarech gufam, it's a tzarech mekaimam. You need a place, because that's where you're trying to get your talis in. Shehein atzmam ois. It itself is ois. Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben Yisrael. Shnei mekei oisi beini. B'yantav gam kei mekei oisi. Pesach Mitzrayim ksev ois. V'ukshu kol me'ad Hashem b'pashas ema. It's all hukish b'pashas ema.
No reason to.
Oh, that's, yeah, important. If you want to put your towels back in that bag, that's nothing.
You don't need it anymore.
You don't need it anymore, so just put it on top, leave it on top of it. That's a good shkir. It's not as I defaulting it, mice, but even if not, it's not you want to put it in the bag, better not to. Not better not to, you shouldn't. Ois achad ayin et vil nechsibu v'hoi l'acha ala ois al yadecha. Hoi yuzilzul. Menichin abahem ois achad yuzilzul ois shalahem. V'gam oivah mishum lav de baltaysif. Yos oivah of the lav of baltaysif. Okay, so he's telling you that it's not just zilzul, it's also the maestri oivah v'usha nichum shay mitzvah. V'nichum shalai shay mitzvah mishum baltaysif. That's always, there's no baltaysif, not shay mitzvah. V'gam mishum zilzul ayin boi.
Earlier,
later on also with Shem about this.
Well, the Baal Tosef is only because of the fact that it's a Zilzul, so therefore we don't do it.
It's
now right. That we don't do it.
Right, right.
You
know,
we hold
still,
we said,
right, but the mice, since we don't do it, it's a matter
of... So it's
still about Tosef.
Sif Beis.
Oh, good kasha. We spoke about that last time, that when we learned earlier on by Mila, over there we said that you do it by Bris. So how come you have two ices, Mila and Tvilm? And on Shabbos you're telling me that no. So what's the Pashto answer?
Why is it by meal by bris? You mean I have a meal.
Yeah, yeah. That's good for the answer. You answer the question.
Why?
Well, most of love is mepharikla. Because you're supposed to have two. Three is the problem, let's say.
That's not what...
These two are... The mechaber is not being meisiv. Marva. But always, bris is not going to be another faker. It's going to be mechazik dice. That's what I think. Meisha says... It's not that it's not like it's not like be aloch. It's such a part of
the
shadow.
We also put on shulman. Everyone has a bris before the mechuyev in shulman.
Right. We hope. Zogt the mechaber weiter. Siv beis bechalamoid gamken osu lohaniach tvilin meatam azeh baatzman sheyemei chalamoid gamke mois. It's osu to wear tvilin chalamoid because tvilin is the ice. Chalamoid is the ice. Now what's the ice of chalamoid? Zogt mishabur bepesach achilas matzah. A very interesting Mishabura, very interesting. He's telling you by Pesach, there's a mitzvah Sachilas Matzah, we sukkah yeshiva sukkah. Is there really a mitzvah all 7 days? Right? So that's what the big Araya. Araya.
Oh,
one second, it didn't finish. You're not a Svadi, are you?
No,
okay, so the Vada read the Mechaba. I had you stopped because, okay, let's should go in. So now, the Achilas Matzah is, so that's the big raya to the Goyen that there's a Kiyam Mitzvah all 7 days. It's not Stam, that you're not eating Chametz. Achilas Matzah. But others say that it's not Achilas Matzah, it means Lezach Chametz. Ubesuk Yeshiva Zesuk, but Yeshayim is Svilu, Kivin Shematam, Asiyas Melachim, and Atayah like ice. And let's see the Yeshayim. Zakhtar Mavi Yeshayim, Shachal Amoyed Chayev Betfilm. So you have one, it's Asr, and one not that it's Mutter. The Ramah says Yechayev. What are you, Ashkenaz Svadi? Say Sadi. What on Chalamoid, what are you? Yeah. So, the Chayin Noyeg and Mechal Glilais Elu, Lanicham B'mayad Olavarech Aleim, to make even a bracha, L'Shem Avarech Aleim, B'kal Yom B'Esach Nesach K'mo Yishayim Eish Hashana, but don't make a loud bracha, he says. But the minig is, he's telling you even to make a bracha. So how come we have many, many B'nai Ashkenaz that don't put on film? Actually, most of B'nai Ashkenaz don't put on film. Chassidim don't put on, and Yishalayim don't put on because the Gayan.
If you put on, you don't make a bracha.
Okay. We don't make a bracha.
What's the...
And all his Krukken and Prague and wherever he was.
There was no
Chassidim
around there?
No, there was way before Chassidim existed.
Right. He's not Chassidim.
He's also before the Gayan. So, in Yishalayim, it's not Shver because they chapped on the Minhag HaGrah. And the Chassidim is not Shver because they chapped on the Minhag HaRizal. And the Rizal was very, it brings the Zaya. Zaya writes, Shver Zachen if you put on film. So, therefore, that's the time of the Chassidim, and that's the time of the, of the, of the. No, that's not. No, it's not Moksa. But I'm saying the reason why there are many lifters that do is because Pasha Derma, we go with Derma, we don't go with the Minhag HaGrah, you don't do anything like the Minhag HaGrah. In Yerushalayim, they do basically everything. I mean, it comes from Talmidei HaGrah, so that's why most of the world is not wearing tefillin chalamoid. At the end of the day, that's the Metzius. No? You wear much?
No.
Because, well, why? What are you, Yerushalayim or Chassidus?
Okay. Would it go in the next up because the going came out of that?
Yeah. No, they didn't stop. The Talmidei HaGrah didn't do it. So Yerushalayim always does the Minhag Talmidei HaGrah.
I think the
going
came way after the...
He passed it over here like the Mechaber, the guy. Very strong. Anicham b'mayit. Oh, so 1 second. The Mishabu explained a minute ago, what's the pshat? We wear tefillin. He says, because the ma'aseh, since it's mutter b'asiyas melacha, so the minhag Torah, there's no ice. Anicham b'mayit. V'chalitzas ha'tefillin tzorach liyas b'chalamayit kodem ha'al. When you take off your tefillin, when do you take it off? You take it off before Howl, but Achshav Naga is an Ashlam Sakal Acha Kedusha Shal Tfilis Yitches. that they wait till Kedusha shall tefillah tzidchas. Now, when we come up, I'm tzichin lezal, lecham l'shmeh chazal tefillah, make sure you be mecham chazal shashat. She'ein, so that means after Kedusha, and chazal shashat, that's when they take it off. That's what Al Minig is, take it off then. And besides for the first day of Pesach, many people wear it throughout Kriyas HaTorah also, because that's one of the four parshiyos of Tefillin, so many they wear it throughout Kriyas HaTorah also. She'ein, Pirish, anyone wears Tefillin? I'm the only one that wears. Are you also?
I wear Tefillin.
Are you also? What? No. Oh yeah? No, but even the Sechashkenaz, no? You don't wait for him. You don't have enough Sechashkenaz, right? You don't. He does that. He doesn't wait for him. Why don't you wait?
I'm really asking.
Oh, the question that way. Okay, fine.
The afterwards, so you have enough children.
Kleisenberg, Babiv, and Kleisenberg.
Only Bachram.
Only Bachram. Until 20. Bachram and Babiv. Yeah, they have minyanim. There's a whole tshuva de bechaim, not de bechaim. What's his name? De beyatif. Because there's a gun to tshuva to explain it. It's not so simple why, but. Right. We'll see. Let's see. She'ein pish mishum the yesh menichem yesh ainem menichem. Ayein mevachem. So yesh mevachem b'chashay k'day shlo love de machlekes. Don't go. Let's see, we're going to get there.
But it says, don't make it loud. Who cares?
You're going to show the photo. We want to.
We saw the guy that's against it?
No, it's a Meister Rav. I mean, it's also, no, we don't have it, what do you mean?
No, I'm saying, did we see this before already?
No, I was saying it out, but here it is, it's Mishrubim. Do not make a bracha, that's the minimum. You say, if I'm a mechuyim, so Mr. Bruce telling you that you should go ahead and have a mind, but Tanai, you do that?
Yeah, but half the Tanai is that I do want it to be.
Yeah.
So on that half, then it's Baltaisiv.
No. I'm saying that if it's a mitzvah, let it be. Not that
if it's a mitzvah, can't be
Baltaisiv.
Right, so.
Yeah, but it's not a mitzvah.
Then I'm not.
What about that other people are seeing it?
There's no zilzel. Other people sing. Let everyone do this. He's telling you. Okay. Now here's the mishabu very sharp. The people aren't kind of this. He says there's a regular law of loisus gaididu. Yeah, there's a mesh, this and that, but there's no reason why there shouldn't be a mechitza. There's some akshanim, they come in, and the lahedja, chesagat minashtun. The Mishabur says very sharp that there's less guy to do. Umisha ene meniach tefillin b'chal amayit, shem espal b'samedr, shem menichin tefillin, yesh le gam ken lanicham b'li bracha. If you're in a besmedr that wears tefillin, and you're from the only ones that don't wear tefillin, put it on without a bracha. Etzibish enoga laniach tefillin, ein lem l'shanis menogam, don't say, okay, I want to switch my minik.
But this is against the lessons.
We don't have that kumat.
Most of the people don't.
It used to be that you had a
minhag.
No, that's cool.
You should do. He had 100 families. They were all meshuvah to him. And 70% put it on, so why not? We have much smaller on this side.
You have
2
people.
No, that's
grown. It depends on the premium that
one. A religious is there, someone's on the merits, so you want to.
when you come in to tell
them. Nevada, and it's so.